Before we begin with the candidate, let me begin with Senator Krueger, a woman I much admire. Let me ask you this, Liz. You have a new group that is funding the campaigns or helping to fund the campaigns of some aspiring Democratic candidates for state Senate.
Exactly. I recognize, and I've been here 10 years now, Alan, that one of the major assignments for the Democratic Party in New York State is to find great people who are actually willing to do the hard work of running for the state Senate and then serving as excellent representatives of their district. And so after years of doing various work with various candidates, both as the chair of the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, then just as an independent senator looking for good candidate support, I decided to try to organize it a little bit by creating the No Bad Apples PAC and hiring, not a big team, basically one person who's sitting here in the studio to help me go out and reach out to people who might never have imagined running for office, talk to people who said they were interested in running an office, running for the Senate, and helping them figure out, was it the right time, the right place, the right person? We've encouraged many. We've actually discouraged some. But I'm here today with somebody I knew before, but not in the capacity as imagining she would run for the New York State Senate. But I think she's like the perfect example of a good apple who New York should proudly want to be the representative of the newest Senate district.
Well, that's great. Cecilia Kacik, I wonder if you would tell us a little bit about what led you to this and what the district is.
Well, the district is the new one that was put in place in the redistricting process, and it covers five counties. It goes from Montgomery, all of Montgomery County, part of Schenectady, part of Albany, all of Greene County, and the upper part of Ulster County, including the city of Kingston. And I'm sitting on my local school board, and I'm watching what's happening with public education, and I'm very concerned that public education, there's so much changing going on, and the cuts that are being implemented are going to mean that we're going to have a hard time, us being small city and rural school districts, are going to have a hard time meeting our obligation to provide adequate education for all of our kids. Because when we rely more on state aid, and when that state aid is cut, the impact on our schools is harder because we're going to get more cuts per kid than wealthier school districts.
So what's it like to get out there and campaign?
Well, it's actually very exciting. I'm hearing a lot of people concerned about these issues around public education and also around the environment. This is an area where there's a lot of water. We have a lot of rivers, and people are very concerned about gas development and hydrofracking, and that they're concerned about what we're doing in our communities, and they want a candidate who's going to advocate for their concerns and their issues. And I think that's something that I bring to this race. I'm someone who's running because I care about the future for our kids and our communities, and I want to fight for what they need.
Now, what about this fracking business? My position on this is fairly well known. I'm opposed. What about you?
Well, I'm very concerned about that it can't be done safely under the current regulations, and if we can't do it safely, we shouldn't be doing it. There are certain bills that could be put in place to help support local home rule. For example, the Assembly passed a bill saying local municipalities should be able to ban this and place in moratoriums. I support that legislation. It passed the Assembly, and it hasn't pass the Senate. The Senate should pass that bill.
Do you think the Senate Republicans are in the pocket of the hydrofrackers?
Well, I think you'd have to ask them. I think we need senators who are going to be in the pocket for people who live and work in their districts. And that's the representation this district would get if I go to the Senate. I will make sure we pass bills like that.
So, Cece Kacik, if I can use your nickname,
sure.
Let me ask you, will you have the gumption to stand up, Democrats or Republicans, and say, if you feel something's going on, after all, the leadership of the party you're working with right now not exactly distinguish themselves the last time they had a chance. So my question is, will you be able to get in their faces? Will you have the right stuff to get in their faces if somebody does something you don't like?
Yes. No one asked me to run. No one created a district just for me. I'm running because I'm seeing issues that are important to our communities. Adequate funding for all our schools, making sure we take care of our environment and leave an environment that our children will be proud to inherit and not problematic, because we've let pollution get too involved in our communities, and making sure we have a voice in Albany. I will be standing up.
Well, when you're on the school board, have you been tough? Have you ever gotten into a fight on the school board?
On the school board?
I mean,
our focus on the school board is we think we have a great school. We have...
And where is the school again?
It's in Duanesburg.
Yeah.
We have about 850 children. We have a $14 million budget. Our kids are going to college. 80% of our kids this year are going off to college. We have a 91% graduation rate. We are affordable. What we see is we have a model of education in rural school districts that's working. And when we get cuts from the state, we have to push that burden onto the local taxpayers.
Okay, but
that's not right.
Okay, but as they say on the BBC program Hard Talk, I need you to tell me, have you ever gotten in anybody's face who acted antithetically to these goals you've just been talking about?
Yes, and that's why I'm running for the Senate. We need to advocate for adequate funding for our rural schools, and I don't believe the Senate supports that. I don't, because otherwise we wouldn't be facing this huge disparity between low wealth and wealthier school districts. Rural and upstate small city school districts don't get their fair share, and I'm fighting for that.
And if the Senate puts up a dog for the top job in the Senate, will you, you know, risk all and say, no, this is not going to serve the Democrats well?
I'm going to fight for what's important to my district, my schools, our kids, our future. And yes, if I don't agree with what the leadership is saying, I'm going to stand up and say this isn't right, and I'm going to advocate for what our district needs. And I'm going to do that if the Republicans are in the majority or the Democrats are in the majority.
Liz Krueger, let's go back to you, Senator. This is going to be an Obama year, obviously, in New York State. All the polls are showing him overwhelmingly doing well against Mitt Romney. Is there a chance, even with the lopsided and outrageous, in my mind, reapportionment of the Senate, in which the Republicans are allowed to draw their own lines, do you think you got a shot?
I absolutely do. Now, when I ran for the Senate in 2000, I was running against a 32-year incumbent Republican. I was told that the Democrats would never, ever get close to the majority and that I was a sacrificial lamb wasting my time. Okay, I lost that first one by 0.001%.
Wow.
After a 6.5-week recount. I then went on to take the election less than 24 months later in a special election. And I started immediately working to help other good Democrats joined the New York State Senate. And lo and behold, we took those seats. We actually ended up taking the majority, although you are right to say we didn't have an auspicious beginning to our difficult majority. Now, it was the first time the Democrats had taken the Senate really in 70 years, because I don't really count that 14-month period in the 60s.
Although in 14 years, they're going to be saying the same thing about not counting the ones that you guys had.
Well, you know what? If I got to do a do-over on on that 1-2-year period, I certainly would. We went through a coup organized by outside wealthy people in the Republican Party. We had several bad apples in the Senate.
Which is why you name your group.
Which is why No More Bad Apples. Yeah. That's right. No Bad Apples. But you know what? They're gone, right?
Right, right.
Carl Krueger is gone.
Ed Krueger.
Pedro Espada is gone.
Yeah.
And Hiram Montserrat is gone. So we already, while a too small conference, are a far, far better conference. And I'm confident that you're right. This is going to be a very good year for Obama in New York State. I would take too much time to discuss the whole nation on that issue right now.
Sure.
And even the polling that's being done, not by one party or the other, but the independent pollsters are showing that voters want a Democratic Senate.